mythology may, in a real sense, be defined as other people's religion. And religion may, in a real sense, be understood as a popular misunderstanding of mythology. By Joseph Campbell, from Thou Art That. All of my poems are true. I write down what happens. I am the amanuensis of my inner beings.
Thomas Hastings is a poet in the schools for the Royal Scottish Arts Council and the Indiana Arts Commission, and he created the Indianapolis Broadsheet and co-founded the Indianapolis Writers' Center. His poetry has appeared in numerous small press publications, and he has taught language arts, gender psychology, and theatrical magic at Harmony High School since 1978. Welcome to The Poet's Weave. I'm Romaine Rubinus Dorsey. Thomas, what poems have you brought for us today?
Later in France. Traffic slowed on our way to the Strasbourg Cathedral. Men in orange suits were moving the Bridge of Three Roses. Light northerly rain from the Black Forest stippled the Rhine. An old woman on bicycle tapped on the window, gave me advice in Swiss. Embrace Jesus or end up like her. Her license plate read, Esprit. Later in France, ululation. In Basel. In the new moon shallop from bomb craters gather gall and wormwood, timothy and witchgrass, Polyphemus, Cecropia, Roma, Cinta, Zygooner, tarot trackers, bear trainers, cauldron roilers, hot car traders, the perilous crossings of roses, sunflowers by a hydro dam. When the seven become one, the work is finished. Caretakers place the son's bones in a golden jar with the father's. A terrible whitening, a bleaching out of good, brilliantly colored microscopic life leaves the coral reefs. Dolphins are biting tourists, pulling them under, eating their young. French halogenic light dazes Cleopatra's boudoir. Eurodollars leak like myrrh. Rogue planets, orphan planets, progeny of tumultuous birthings, Rome, sans sun. Dense atmospheres protecting molecular hydrogen's longing for lumen naturae. On a street corner in Basel, Paracelsus whispers from the polyglottal jaws of the dragon, drink. Bubba at Pine Ridge, Hillary, Jerusalem, Jesse bearing glad rags from Macedonia, Jimmy Carter, on to Jakarta, Assumptio Maria, Mistress of Creation, Assumptio Maria, Mistress of Creation. Under the full New Year's moon. Fireworks tonight. Tumbleweeds polish speed bumps. Surgical needles embroider your song on the grape's eyelid. And you don't want to leave. No, you can't bear to leave. Only at the ocean do you find that small wooden guitar you so want to play.
You've been listening to the poetry of Thomas Hastings on The Poet's Weave. I'm Romaine Rubinus Dorsey.
The Landing. Passing on to the next caldera, flying a kite from the volcano's mouth, earth. I find the beast here in this calefactory, pulling the taut string, alternating the protean masks of demon and seraphim. Marmoreal voices inculcate nihil obstat. Nihil obstat, dew crowns the thorn, ram's blood flows from the trees, vision opens the eyes of the herm, sight beside itself. The vessel is lowered into the fire, the flame burns green and gold, bones grow out, leave the body, circuit, rune, merge, the shimmering feathers of peacocks smoke like the pattern surrounding all things. Chameleons' grays change their skins in unison. Dragonflies skim the calm waters with only the tips of their singing bodies. Now I am inside the bull roarer. No longer the automatic nerve of sacrifice wincing in the dark, raw bowl. The scream frozen to the bell thaws. Mistletoe, laurels, oak. There's a certain species of bees, I am told, that climbs to a great height each Beltane, then mates in free fall, ricocheting through the atmospheres. Chrono Clutch. It all began with the banana man, cornucopiating on Captain Kangaroo. Profonds and pochettes softly bulging, black and white produced his green world. Univac arranged romance, folks played cyanide roulette on the People Are Funny show. Long before a teenaged Billy Graham got God on the 18th hole, before the Sphinx in Karnak's temple withered into lime, an idle crowd of parvenus gathered to watch the sale of retorts, crucibles, elixirs, pharaoh's eggs, and sooner pills, a shovel of ether perched on coals, and the boy levitates. We knew how to prepare the flesh-colored paint so it would not glow. We hired carpenters to build new spirit cabinets rather than tote them from town to town. We'd procure the local chief's friendship to embolden our territorial patois and politesse, protect our handbill's modest claims. Ours was a clean spook show, just off a century or two, the world's most expensive dream. We still seek the old stone, purveyors of feathers and camel droppings. We are dusting the oasis for fingerprints.